Welcome to Rafa Said It Here, a show about everything and anything that happens in our lives that impacts our mind, body, and spirit. I am so glad that you're joining us today. Welcome to the show. Hey everybody, welcome to Rafa Said It Here. My name is Rafaela Silva, and I'm very excited that you are joining me on my podcast this morning. If this is your first time and you are listening through Spotify, make sure that you hit the follow button and also the little bell next to it so that you can get notifications of my latest episodes. If you are listening through Apple or any other platforms, make sure that you also hit the follow button there as well. So let's get right into it. So today I want to talk about a concept that I'm calling it from life to life. I actually was doing a seminar the other day, and the speaker spoke on from life to life. And of course, he was referencing to those that believe in reincarnation. So, you know, if you believe reincarnation, after you leave this particular life, there is another life waiting for you. And of course, the concept that he was talking about, it was from life to life. For you to go from life to life, you have to go through the process of death. So death is the vehicle that takes you from life to life. Now, I thought that was of course, is what I believe in. And as I continue to do the seminar, I thought about, you know, how can this concept be used in our lives today? So, for example, if you're looking to start a new career, start a new relationship, live in another city, or just become someone totally different, what is required for you to become that person? What is required for you to have that new career? What is required for you to have a different type of relationship? And I think a lot of us, when we are wanting different things for our lives, we don't take into account that perhaps that very thing that you want, you're going to have to let go of what you have, or maybe who you are today. So that life to life requires the death of something. So, for example, if you are in specific relationships, what's required for you to... So let me give you an example. So let's say you are around people who are pessimists and who think that, hey, this is what life, the card that life has handed to me. It is what it is. And look, this is how far we're going to go. Yet you have this dream of going even further. And I'm not saying that these people are bad or they're wrong or they're right, but what would happen if you who are wanting a different life, what would happen if you stay in that environment, in that specific space, right? Looking ahead would be a little difficult because you always have this reminder that all that you can have and all that you can be is what's in front of you. So sometimes it is required that we let go of that environment, that we let go of those people so that you can enter into this new life. And of course, when you go through the death process of letting go of people or environments, that death is a lonely place. So think about, you know, when you die, when people bury people, you're there by yourself, right? You're underground, you're in the belly of the fish, right? And then you can then go into this new life. So I said, wow, that's an interesting concept that can be applied to every single thing in our lives. So, you know, let's take, for instance, if you want to start a new career. And of course, you know, most people begin to look for something new as they're still in their job or doing what they're doing. There's nothing wrong with that. But eventually, for you to be fully immersed and fully embrace this new career, this new pathway, or this new business, eventually, whatever you were doing before has also to go through a process of death. if you are looking to, you know, lose weight, have a different body, right? Or if you wanted to gain weight, depending on what it is that you're up to. Like if you wanted to become a bodybuilder, you have to bulk up. So whoever you are in terms of your physical being, you know, that has to die as well. It has to go to a death process. And sometimes even depending on what it is that you're being called to do, whatever your mission is in life, sometimes what's going to be required is the death of even, when I say death, like letting go of family members that doesn't understand your assignment, your alignment. You know, you need to be aligned with your assignment in your life. So a lot of them sometimes are going to, even though they love us and I don't think they want any harm, but they can cause harm if they don't understand what your assignment is, what your alignment, what you need to be aligned to. So sometimes letting go of families, it's going to be required. I remember there was a scripture that I remember where Jesus comes back from his mission and he's at the, I guess, the town center, and someone runs to Mary to let her know that Jesus was back. So she runs to the center where he was preaching, and someone says, your mother's here, your mother Mary's here. So, and he says to that person, who is my mother and my father, but the ones that are willing to do the will of God. And what Jesus was saying was, you know, he wasn't saying, hey, I don't respect my mother or I don't care about my mom. No, he was simply saying, you know, my assignment, what I am here to do, who I'm here to become, you know, this idea of mother and father, it's not, you know, it's not aligned with what I'm here to do, right? And he knew that since he was 13 years old. Know this scripture, but when he was 13 years old, they were looking for him. They thought he got lost, and when they finally find him, he says, "You know, why were you freaking out?" This is me summarizing, okay, you guys. He says, why are you freaking out? You know that I will be about my father's business. Well, Jesus was saying, look, I know who I am. I know who I need to become. And I need you to be aligned with that. I need you to understand that. Because if you don't understand that, I can't be in the space with you. So sometimes, you know, us embracing what it is that we're here to do is going to require the death of the connection. Let me just say that, right? With our family members. So this was in my heart to talk about. And I thought I would bring it to you guys because I thought, wow, what a powerful concept. So I guess one of the things to think about as you ponder, or rather I would like to use the word contemplate on this concept from life to life, I want you to start thinking about what areas of your life that you would like to change, that you would like to see different, that how you would like to show up different. And what are you willing to give up to go from that, to go to that next life? What are you willing to let die to get to that space? And mind you, that death sometimes is not like an overnight thing. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not, right? It could be a process. It could be some steps that you need to take, or, you know, look, you know, it slowly kind of start directing your path another way. So, and in some cases, it might have to be a straight cut. Okay. In some cases, it might have to be a straight cut. So you have to really think about, you know, I guess the first thing is define what it is that you want. Is it money? Is it career? Is it a relationship? Is it, a mission, you know, you had a vision, this is what you think you've been called to do. So begin to think about what those things are. If you want to do for more than one area of your life, you know, by all means, and then think about what is required. Like if you were that person right now, if you were in that new life, what would that look like? And this is a time to have clarity and to be like honest with yourself, right? Are the people in your life right now, how do they fit, or how would they fit in this new life, right? How is what you're doing? So for example, also if you're thinking about your physical aspect, What is it that you're doing right now? Would it fit this new lifestyle that you want to have, right? So if the answer is no, then that's what it is that you need to let go of and let it die so that you can go from this life to life. So let me know what you guys think. I want you guys to contemplate on that. If you do take that on, please let me know. Send me a DM. You can find me at I am on IG. I am Rafaela Silva. And that's I in the letter M, Rafaela Silva. Or you can also DM me at A New Life School as well. So you guys, thank you for joining in this week. I'm very excited to see what you guys come up with and also get to witness from your life to life. Thank you so much. I am Rafaela Silva. Have a great weekend, you guys. Bye-bye. Hey, you guys. Don't forget to check out RafaelaSilva.com, where you're going to find healing tools, coaching sessions, and, of course, resources to uncover your purpose and help you see what's possible. See you on the inside.